We're in a war.
So it's like, everyone needs to remember we're in Lebanon. A war. And I'm like, we're in the middle of a war right now. Like, what do you mean we're going to start a war? We're in war.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting.
Oh, not that.
It's interesting because we at the first fourth Purim, we were like busy with, in terms of the inner struggle from, I think, Perikah, the first time we started discussing the Benoni, I think it was this 11th chapter till the 15th. Uh-huh. Now we're in chapter 16. Remember, one of the things that Shmuel brought down, Shmuel Diamond, is the long game. The real key is, in Yiddishkeit, it's not short-term success.
Right, right.
It's thinking ahead long-term. It's the same with this whole war story. Since it wasn't dealt with, immediately.
Yeah.
I've met this non-Jewish guy in Tel Aviv, a real big business dude, big business guy. We went out for a pint together. It's like an English business dude. And he was more sounding like the chevra here. We should have just taken care of it quick. He was sounding like the guys here, like the rabbi here, Rav Shlomo Katz. He sounded like him. And it just shows you the non-Jewish people out there who get it. That we need to just take care of the problem quick, not this whole long term. But since we're now, by this point, it's already too late.
Love you.
On a certain level, you too. Unless Mashiach comes, we're in a certain state of, I don't want to breathe with you too much, because I'm not well. So the idea of the long term, the long game is what we're learning now. So let's learn. It's going to take a process. It's not going to be in the act.
It's not going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, just like this learning. The sugi is complicated, it's deep. The Beinoni, the in-betweeners. Gam im ein ayet sikha rukha beinus in the saga holed. Ahavas Hashem and kadla sleeper.
I think we're up to...
Yeah.
Oh, V'yesa.
V'yesa al kosach yidei klal godu v'vodis le Beinoni. Here we go. The additional point principle in the Beinoni service of Hashem. See how many layers there are with the Beinoni?
I know. This is intense.
Shekam im ein yad sikhla v'ruach b'nusso b'sagas holy da habas Hashem is galas libo.
I think it's a yahrzeit today, the Rebbe Rosham.
Oh yeah, it is. Very good. Thank you for bringing it up.
The
Yom Yilad at Rabbi Nachman. I was learning the Kutumar
yesterday.
You went around, so I learned the Kutumar on instead. Today, I'm learning Tanya on the yahrzeit of the Rosham. See, everything's a feed, it's a deacon. Yeah, and there's a Nasi also Yisoscha as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some connection of Bina and the Rashab. Right. We're also learning about Bina in the Tikkun Medina.
Right, that's what we're listening to.
Yeah, the way I say Bina is because Yisoscha is Bina's eating. They're the ones who understand Bina. They have Bina. They were the tribe that was pointed out as a high level of Bina. And so we're learning about Bina this morning, and now there's the Sheva of Yisoscha, there's the Nasi. And the Nasi today is the Rashab. He brings here. See, the whole idea of when he talks about its bodiness, if you go to the shoresh of the word, it comes from Bina also. It's thinking deeply.
It's
Bina. So everything's connected up, Baruch Hashem. I'm doing this to get healthy.
Oh, that's the way to do it. They have these other ones, they make these shots.
I had a shot yesterday, it was amazing.
Ginger lemon.
The ginger one. It doesn't have bowls of it anymore for some reason.
Those are the best.
He gave me a shot on the house and it's helped so much.
Yeah, I had it also when I was in Philly one time.
My wife has got rid of the flu within a few days.
It's
just a moira
de gazach, as they say.
Yeah, mumsh works. Juicery, go check it out.
Check it out.
In a frat.
Like, subscribe, follow, hit us up.
Juices. Shahai Liba Boy.
Use promo code Tanya.
Use promo
Kleba
code
Slayer. Kleba Slayer 24.
Killer. And here we go. It's bodiness on the Galus Hashem. That one should be the tag. Shahai Liba Boy Karish Bay Aish. To make it burn as it ought with fiery flames. Vachopis Chafetz of Chashek of Atshuka Mogeshis. Belay Bedaf Gaboi. So what? To cleave to Hashem. Desire and longing and passion. You got better translations there. I don't like the translation.
That your heart should burn like a flaming fire.
Yes. Flaming fire, like Rabbi
Nachman. Desire intensely with palpable desire, craving and longing in your heart.
People think of the Balatanya as this very powerful mind, very intense, but not like so much movement physically.
Yeah.
And they said with him, he used to break the wall with his davening, physically, the intensity, and his the shtender would shake, and everything around him was intense. So it wasn't
Also, to hear the lashon that he uses here,
fire,
the chafetz bechafitza which is the chafitza with a desire, with chashika, with this like a craving, with the shuka and a longing. Merugeta murgeshas balev the davka by that it's like intense, an intense experience in the Dovka, to attach yourself to him. Can you
for
imagine
our more
that?
Literature minds, because remember that the Balatani was known as the Litvak.
Right.
Dovka Bo is a mitzvah deraisa. It's not Dovka just, if you care about, like, you know, Kiyam deraisas, derabonans, because some people think in those ways.
Right.
I'm sure you've met a lot of yin.
Yeah,
Shiva,
it's
world,
all about those deraisas.
Deraisas, derabonans, clarifying this, that, what's Kadima. So being Dovik to Hashem is actually, if you get to the end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Devarim, again and again, it's giving you derisive.
One of the 613?
I think so, yeah. It's because it's Davkabo. Now, obviously, what does that mean, Lamaisa? So one of the ways understanding based from Rashi and Mepharshim is the idea that it's being Davik to Tam Chochem. Because you can't Davik to the Eish itself. You're burned.
Right.
Hashem himself. So you have to go through the Derech of Rabbonim, of Chochemim, of Tamidei Chochemim, people who are Davik to Hashem themselves. And through that, you Davik to Hashem. That's one of the ways. Like we're doing now, learning the Svarim of a Tzaddik, that's how we get to Dav Gobo. But either way, the point is you have to be Davik to Hashem. Rak Ahava Misteres B'mochem Tzomis Libo. Instead, the love is hidden in his mind and rests his heart. So what happens? Why can't he reveal this heart, this love? Can I give you? We're going to see a note now from the Alter Rebbe.
Yeah. Rather, the love remains concealed and stuck in your brain.
Yeah, in your heart. So there's a few the underneath says, what does it mean hidden love? There is inherent love, and then there's hidden love. You hear the tchilek?
Yeah, yeah.
Inherent, what we got from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov.
Then the hidden.
This is very complicated here. There's hidden.
Right.
It's not coming out. Something's blocking it. What's blocking it? There's some sort of issue in the root of his neshama. Let's see, says the Agar. He's going to explain it in a note. This is from the Alter Rebbe. The reason for this inhibition is a person's intellect, his nefesh, ruach, and neshama, derived from this concept of ibor. Remember we spoke about ibor, this conception? Ibor is also ibor neshama, this birthing, like this impregnation, or whatever the word is, concealment within the supernal understanding. Something in the understanding level is not allowing for leder, for birth, and revelation. And that's apparently a very Kabbalistic concept, but it needs to come out from hidden to revealed. Think about it, we do have that issue, all of us. Inside, we're not totally, like, the system's not clean. So
what's Ibor?
Ibor means to give birth. Impregnate.
Or gestation.
Conception.
Gestation.
Yeah, there's different ways of explaining, but Ibor is conception, or impregnate, or... What does it say there?
He wrote gestation. He goes, b'chinas Ibor.
The point is in hidden. Ibor. It's a hidden state.
Right, which comes from the world of Ruach. He's saying Ibor, the Bechina of Ibor comes from the... He said wrote the world of emotion, which I'm assuming is Ruach. Right? And then the Kabbalists compared the process of thought and emotion.
Say out loud, I want to hear.
The Kabbalists compared the process of thought generating emotion.
Yeah.
To gestation followed by birth.
Oh. Okay. So you have to get to the birth part. It can get stuck.
In the world of emotion, there are both undeveloped emotions and those that are fully mature. This person's
we've
soul
got this.
Is
we've,
rooted in gestation energy, which
this
is
not just very high level
like
concept.
Hippie.
No, this isn't. This is actually very real in everyday life. Because in Shalom Bias, for example, one of the issues women have with us is our emotions are not revealed. Men don't know how to communicate properly their emotions. Women insist on it.
Right.
At least for themselves. The man's job is to be able to allow it to not just state, but to be revealed, to let us speak it out. My wife always says to me, if you allow the conversation fully, meaning the full time needed to get this concept, this feeling she's having talked through, we'll get to a good place.
Right.
my point is just get to the point of it already. Yeah, like I don't have an hour to sit here and talk about it, but that's really what's needed. That time investment is needed at that point to reveal the full extent of the emotion, to clarify it.
The Emerson.
And that's hard. That's hard work for a husband.
Baruch Hashem.
But it's needed. But this is the kind of stuff going on where the emotion's already been born and revealed, and at an earlier stage where the emotion's still part of the intellect. So there's a lot of emotions stuck in intellect. They're just stating, but they're not being born. They're not being revealed. They are capable of bringing their love going to a revealed state, whereas the soul's running from the concealed state of the attributes lacks its capacity, and their emotions remain concealed within their intellect.
Right.
That's what's happening. It's getting concealed within their intellect. So they're not stupid people. These are deep souls, but they've got blocks. The emotions have got blocked. It's not the system's not flowing fully. This means that the heart comprehends with the spirit of wisdom and understanding in the brain, instead of being excited for the love of God. You hear that? It's all stuck up there in the intellect. I say stuff sometimes to my wife, and she said, intellectually I know what you're saying, but it's not affecting emotionally.
I'm just catching up here.
Yeah. So you've got something going on in your mind. You're excited about something in your head,
but
you don't know how to communicate it emotionally. God has Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Kula Kaima Kolo Hashem Mamish, the greatness of Hashem, from who all else is naught. So you're thinking about the greatness of Hashem and how everything else is naught. Asha Al Kain Yasalo Yisbarach Shidkala Allah Nefesh Kol Chai Lidavik Mekalab Or, for which reason it's fitting due to him, the soul of every living thing should pine for him to clean, to come absorbed into the limelight. V'gam Nafsha Ruko Asha Bekirbo, is likewise fitting for his own soul, the Nefesh and Ruach within him. Because this is what the Baal HaTanya is saying. If Hashem is all these true things of oneness, and our soul should be completely davik and pining for Hashem, that should be, and we want to be absorbed in the divine light, so then that should manifest all the way through the being, you understand?
Right.
From the Chochmah Bina Das through the Neshama into what? Into the Nefesh and Ruach. Gam Nafsha Rucha Asher Bekirbo Kachyatalein Lios Kalas Alav Hasheka Hafez Laseis Minitarkan Hu Aguf Ledafkabo. He's getting back to this idea that it should languish for him, a firm inside to cleave their sheath, the body, which surrounds, conceals the soul like a sheath, in order to what?
Right.
To cleave to Hashem. So it's not getting into the nefesh and the ruach of the person. Right. So it says, it's thought continues to this nefesh and ruach, long for God, to do their will, dwell in the body, and they're bound to like deserted wives. This is deep concept.
Yeah, this is some serious stuff here.
Is nefesh and ruach long for God, only against their will do they dwell in the body? So they see the body as like they're married to this body, but really their husband's left them, kind of thing. The body's no longer really what they want. What do they want? Hashem. That's the kind of longing and dvekus they want. They just want the real husband. Yeah, they want Hashem. They want the dvekus. That's the kind of emotions we should be having. He's giving examples of intense emotions that we should be having towards Davik to Hashem and towards our body. Our body should be like this. They're against their will, they're dwelling in the body. Our kochan. You ever feel like that sometimes? You ever had that moment where you feel like you're in this body and it's like forced upon you? Like, you know you got to take care of this thing, but it's annoying.
Yeah, of course. I feel that all the times. I feel that a lot with my children, and then I feel that a lot with work.
Yeah.
Sometimes with work, I'm like...
Like forcing yourself to work, because you have panasa.
It's like I have a job, and I take care of things that I don't want to do. And normally I feel excited about it, but sometimes I'm like, I just don't want to, like...
It's a chiv rather than these things.
And it's very, very hard. Sometimes I just want to be like... Just, you know?
Totally relate. So this is something which we're going through, and... This makes sense as a Beinoni, because the Beinoni, at the end of the day, is going to do the right thing.
Right.
But this is a whole inner struggle going on.
So what does he say?
In the long term, this is something which we have to face.
This is an intellectual experience with a mirror, agreement of the heart, as he writes here.
Yeah, because intellectually we've got it clear. The problem is the heart level and the emotions, the nefesh, the ruach. How do we bring it down? We want to get to that state where our nefesh and ruach wants Hashem more than it wants the body. But it takes a lot of hisbonanus, a lot of gilui. Of, it's not just thinking deeply, but gilui of those thoughts into your emotions. It has to channel through. Ruach shebal koch and chayas einobi. So you're being forced to live in this physical body. So ruach is bal komanus chayas. So this concept is a little bit hard for me to relate to, but the idea of deserted wives. Yeah, I don't know. The idea that your body is a husband who's sort of done a runner. It doesn't really take care of your real needs.
Well, because right when we think about it, when Hashem created us, you know, like that song by Avi Rottenberg?
Yeah.
Neshamala. Have you heard it?
Neshamala?
Come with me, little neshama.
Okay.
You know that song?
No, you tell me.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. It's basically a song that
it's hard to be in the body.
The neshama's experience where Hashem decides that we're going to send you now to this world, to the olam of...
Sheker.
Well, I'm a Sheker. And the Neshama's up at Shemayim, and it's a learning Torah, and it's hanging out with Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Devan Shem Tov, and everyone in between. And
it doesn't want to be in this body.
Doesn't want to come here.
Right.
And so it's a beautiful song. It's a classic. Wow. But dear Malachol, no, I don't want to go. There is so much pain.
You've got a good voice.
You know
we've
got to
do some music together.
On the earth below, let me stay here up in heaven with our place in homely joy. Please don't make me go away. Can't you see I'm so afraid? And at the end of the song, then the Malach comes back, the Neshama comes to the earth, and he's like, I have so much more to do. I'm learning Torah. It's a beautiful emotional song.
Wow.
You, talks about this
yeah,
right
this
here.
Fits perfectly, Mamish.
This is
what this guy is describing right now. Very good. You brought it alive in music. Brilliant. Music is good.
Around journeys.
Yeah, but that's great. I mean, I didn't really grow up with it. Remember, I grew up with everything but that.
Yeah.
But, I was talking to some guy from England the other day about jungle music and drum and bass, you know, like nothing to do with A.B. Rottenberg. Like,
I grew up with the Beatles.
Yeah, I grew up with them as well.
My dad listened to the Beatles.
There was a whole revival in the 90s towards the Beatles.
My dad was a deadhead.
Yeah.
He was a big Grateful Dead.
Dad was a jazz hippie.
Yeah, no, my dad was like a big Grateful Dead fish.
Yeah, cool.
He was,
my dad still is a jazz hippie.
Is it jabs?
Jazz.
Jazz is I don't appreciate it just because I don't like the
I studied
style,
music, so it's very complex.
It's
musically.
Very complex, but I love it because I love the... It's complex, like the style, like the keys and the notes and where they go and how they bend the...
Yeah, so creative.
They like, within the framework of, let's say, they're playing in the key of whatever it is, you know, A minor, let's say, they can just, like, bend it.
It'd be more jazz, it'd be more like A minor ninth or
right,
seventh.
I'm saying they bring in all the in. Different ninths and they bring in the, like...
The notes you don't think of.
The notes also that you didn't think can
and
go
beats,
in.
The beats, the rhythms, everything's on another level.
Well, that's
level.
Also like, it's like a, there's like an element of the freestyle.
Yeah, very much. I used to take
lessons by this guy who played this insane instrument. It's like, it looks ridiculous. It's called a Chapman stick.
Cool.
It's basically like a 15 or 18 string guitar.
Oh, nice.
But it has like... The guitar has like a bass, and it has a like a melody, like harmony
form.
So you're playing. It's a one man. It's a one man.
One man band. Yeah.
You're basically playing bass and you're playing like you're playing piano.
Oh,
it's basically like a piano and it's insane.
But you have to be really talented for that.
He was like he's so talented that like he can't play with other people.
Yeah, that, those guys never really become so commercial.
Yeah, like he's like
they're beyond the commercial world. These are like real artists, musicians.
Like, he gets like hired by people in China to teach him. Like he's like, yeah, I teach people like in like Japan and China.
Yeah, people who appreciate the art.
But like when you listen to him play, you're like this. He plays like real jazz. That was his music. Also,
the only thing with jazz, which I feel like does explain something with what we're learning right now, some music gets so. I've experienced this in music when I went to university and studied music, that it gets so theoretical, it gets so intellectual, the music as well,
right.
That it also loses most people.
Right, so the same also.
Like, that's why Beatles, or you take some simple song like Shlomo Kalibach Lahavdil,
right.
Or this A.B. Rottenberg song, and it hits the heart.
Right,
and that's
right.
Really where music needs to head towards. Right, exactly. It has to come towards the heart level, because that's just staying up in the jazz, mind, some of that music's too intellectual, it's too
that's
mental.
That's why people loved music like the Grateful Dead. It was her. But it was, you would listen to it, and you would just, you know, you would just listen to it and you knew what was going on. Like, you knew what he was saying.
Well,
like, I mean, everyone was on acid, so you really knew what you were saying.
Well, they thought they knew what they were saying. Lace Machshava Dilan Tfisa Beit Klal. In their presence, say their thought cannot grasp Hashem at all. Except what? Kiem Kasha Tfisa Mabushes Batoris Mitzvaset. So most people, the only way they're going to get into Hashem's will and wisdom,
right,
is, which is one with Hashem himself, is through what? Torah Mitzvahs. That's how, you just have to be real. The most people are not going to be able to miss boning on Hashem.
Right.
And come to all these awakenings of desires and dvekus and how gallus of all these madregas that he spoke about, chasheka and all these high level, chafetza, all these halashonas.
Deep, like,
most people are only going to get, like, through Torah Mitzvahs, through constant Torah Mitzvahs, they can maybe start to awaken some of these levels, but they don't know how to do it through sponiness, yeah, through misboning. Pure sponiness on the gallus of Hashem is not going to awaken that for a lot of people, yeah. Kamoshio machavek et samelech nizkal il. As if, by example, one embraces the king. So the way they're going to get to the king is by embracing him. Now, they're not embracing him mamish. What are they embracing? His levushim.
Right.
Torah mitzvahs.
There's no difference in the level of closeness and bonding achieved by the embrace. Whether you
still embracing the king, it's still a big thing.
Was he dressed in one robe or dressed in several robes, since the king himself was inside of them?
Yeah, because in the end, they are grasping Hashem by grasping his will and his wisdom through the Torah mitzvahs.
In the Zos,
Yasa Lahan, Lachapko, Bekol Leib, Nefesh Mo'od. All the above passed through his mind, heart, led into his office. Therefore, fitting proper his nefesh and ruach to embrace Hashem with all their heart and soul and might. I just want to say something. This came alive yesterday. My son came back from the army to go to a wedding of a best friend. Right. Like, oldest friends, real Hasidish and Bachrim, all dancing around yesterday together at this wedding. It was beautiful. And you see all different kinds, because some of them have got their payers still, some of them not. They've all gone through their journeys through the yeshiva system, and we know it's a little bit broken. So the fact that they're all Yiddish still is an amazing thing.
Right.
And they're all alive. So when he came home for this, first thing he did, he came up to my wife, he hugged her, and then he went up to me and he smiled, a cute smile, and he says, "You also want a hug, yeah?"
Yeah.
Like, he's been saying to my wife recently, he wants to connect to me more emotionally, not just, you know, Torah. Because he actually came on my live feed the other day when I did that's him singing with all his boys. He came onto my live feed the other day, see the Chassid Shabbat all together. These are old friends. They went through wars together, these guys. That's my son, that's the Chosin, he's wearing, you know, the whole Levush. They went through wars, these guys. So they're the new generation coming up. So he wanted a hug from me. It wasn't enough for him just to... That's him singing. This guy's been singing with Shweki recently. Shimon Levy did a bunch of songs. He was from our neighborhood. He used to get all the boys together and make them do, like, for Brengens and sing with them.
Oh, that's cute.
And now he's become like a Chosin singer. That's him being with a Chosin. It's a nice ticking of the world. It's like, he's a real Chassid and he's like a real soldier, and they're like hugging together. He didn't know he was coming. It was a big surprise.
Wow.
He's very happy. So, you know, those moments of hugging, embracing, that's fitting and proper for your nefesh, your soul, to hug Hashem. Dainakim Tarek Mitzvahs Maisa V'diba Machshava Shiasagas Adias Torah Kanizka Le'il. This means, in practical sense, fulfill what? The 613 commandments. In what? And remember, again, we get to these levushim of Maisa, Dibor, Machshava.
Right.
Act, speech, and thought. For being the comprehension and knowledge of Torah. So what motivates this person to actually observe the commandments is meditation on Hashem's greatness. Right. This brings about the realization that one ought to strive to bind himself to God. And that, how can that be done? Through what? So really, it's not this one or the other. You sponin on Hashem and then you come to the Vekus. It's the sponin on Hashem and then you do Torah Mitzvahs.
Right.
That's the point. They go together. How you bring
this part here? So it's just, I'm just catching up here, because now I'm like, so basically, one second here. So dominate.
No, it's Shimon's off. Shimon is an hour off.
We're having a struggle here with the meditation.
Yeah, this part here is...
I think your clock's off.
But what he's basically saying is that, so what is he really saying is that when someone is struggling with to be, I don't like the word meditation because it's just like,
yeah, it's not really right,
it's just such a trafe word, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, because people, a lot of meditation is taught like to, they, the way they explain it is you have to remove all your thoughts, you spend all this time trying to empty out your thoughts,
right? It's like, whereas focus on your breath.
What's the Torah's approach?
Right,
responding on the greatness of Hashem,
right. That's like the,
and the
next
greatness
level
of Torah and the greatness of Panemius. It's like you're tuning into your neshama straight away. What are you trying to get rid of? All this,
a lot of meditation, which
Chabad
is
Hesekadas, Hesekadas, and all that nonsense. You just don't think about it anymore. Well, it's not like a whole,
I think there's
process.
A healthy, like in terms of just a refuah, like,
yeah,
to meditate, you know, but that's more of an for your nefesh Bahamas,
right?
Which is
the
same thing with just,
yeah, that's probably the chiluk. That's probably the chiluk. You know, the meditation of the world is probably more on the lower level soul.
Because
it's the benefit of the nefesh, it's quiet, the nefesh Bahamas.
Right,
whereas we're like,
Bahamas is in a better place, or you have more room for your nefesh elikus.
Whereas Chabad is talking about the Yiddish and Neshama, which has a nefesh elikus, so we're trying to tune straight into that.
Right.
That's
so
what we're
saying when that, when it doesn't work.
Well, the reason why it doesn't work is because you have a body
that is not really wanting to your soul doesn't want to be in your body.
Yeah.
Your soul having really wants to be up there.
Yeah. What's the word when you're having conflicts, but like it's
essential.
Say again?
It's an existential.
Yeah, you're having
crisis.
That. There's another word as well where there's some sort of friction. But no, it's a better word than that.
Better word for friction?
Yeah, it's
super
like
friction.
There's tension, some sort of
tension. Contradiction.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're trying to be spirit. You're trying to be a nefesh elikus. You're trying to. You're a benini. You still have a nefesh Bahamas, but you're trying to get out of this prison of.
Right.
Of the body holding you back from thinking about the greatness of Hashem, and
right.
holding you back from Torah mitzvahs and ruchnis and tevekus, and you want to be in a spiritual state, and you have this body that's saying you all the other things you need to do.
Right.
So remember, we can't grasp Hashem completely except through His Torah. So because of the limit of the intellect, that also can be a bit of a turn off. You're like, wait a minute, like I'm not really hopping this point.
Right.
So, you know, you get that sometimes with learning. Like, do I really have to learn when I don't really get it?
Right.
But the point is that by doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that in itself is being davik to Hashem.
Right.
You have to see it in a different perspective. Maybe you don't get the whole sugya totally clear all the time. And you don't get exactly what the Balei Tanya right now is saying about this Beinoni and his different levels. But the point is, by learning about it, it plants in our mind that we do have a nefesh elikus, and we do have ability to be davik to Hashem through Torah mitzvahs, through machshava diba ma'aseh, through and we want it. We want to have. This is what our rotzen is to be part of. Let's just read a little bit more of the Tanya.
Yeah.
It is amek be'inyan zeh. Are you holding there?
Yeah, here it says here. Why is holding?
Why medication never fails?
Medication.
Sorry, Chassid Shalom. Meditation, yeah?
Medication,
it's bonus.
Maybe also.
Yeah, maybe. That might be the psychedelics medication.
I was trying to read this part. Is it enough to
feel? This is quite a deep set. We're going to have to pray to Hashem to help us now. Hine, because Amek B'inyan Zeh, Ptolomus,
Tisponis,
Liba B'mocha. There's a long story. Let's just translate this one line. Comes when the Beinoni ponders the subject in the recesses of his heart and mind's understanding. So that's the kind of way you need to be thinking. You're pondering the depths of your heart and the depths of your mind's understanding. You're not thinking in superficial ways. This is deep. This is deep. This is inside all the way. Remember, this is the long game. This long game takes a lot of deep thought. Do people think anymore, like in deep ways? Do people think deeply anymore? I reckon it. If we can start to think deeply a bit more, again, I think everything in our life, quality of life will go up. Our quality of our marriage will go up. Everything will go up. Because if we start thinking deeply again, then we're starting to go inwards into our inner recesses. That's where the jewels are. That's where the big money is.
Yeah. The mouth and the heart are consistent.
The mouth carries up whatever we decide. Yeah, Piv Velibo Shovin. We're trying to get our mind, our mouth and our heart equal. We're trying to, what we're feeling in our heart, come out in our speech. That's a hard, that's a high level. To start getting to that kind of self-awareness and panemius, where when you speak, it's coming from inwards.
Yeah, this is like, it's almost like, right, what is it, the Olam Asiya? Is that like the lowest, right?
Lowest world, yeah.
That's where we are. World of action. We're like, we've become so accustomed to just...
Action,
and more often than not, we haven't.
Because there are other worlds.
Teaching children that.
There are other parts of our soul that if we ignore.
Teaching kids such a simple.
Well, meditation or deeper. Like,
meditation, just imagine we teach them what it really means to make a bracha.
Oh, teach them the process of the bracha.
I think there's like that idea, they have this study with water. You ever hear about that study they did with water? Where they study the atoms and the whatever, the
H2O.
Molecular structure breakdown of water. Yeah. And they took three different samples, and one was water that they would speak, or that they played classical music around, they spoke positively around, and same thing with plants. And they would study and they saw that like the molecular
was positive,
was in a more positive, whatever. Then
the visual, it looked more
negative
nice.
Negative one, it was like whatever, and the same, you know, and somewhere in between.
The negative all distorted, like
it was distorted.
Discord, yeah, I saw
which
that.
Is,
yeah.
Which is, and they connect that to this, that's what brachas do. They elevate the actual cell.
Even the molecular structure.
Molecular structure of the
water.
The
spiritual, for sure.
And so imagine what we're doing to ourselves now. We're ingesting that water.
The water's Torah in this
case. With like veganism and vegetables.
The water in this case is Torah.
Right, the water becomes Torah.
So the Torah goes inside us. It gives our human molecular structure a new awakening, right? I believe that very deeply. The Shiva's Nofesh. The Torah restores our soul.
Which is like, Rav Kook has this idea about like people becoming vegetarians or vegans in times of Mashiach.
Yeah.
And there was a time I was a vegan for like a year.
Oh, wow.
Well, this idea, I was like, I was a little toasted hippie-ish.
Yeah.
And I had this idea that I didn't want to eat meat or any animal products because I felt like it was going to bring my soul down. Yeah. Because the weight...
That might not be true, by the way.
Which is true. I really do believe that today.
No, it might not be true. Meat might have nitzotzos that your soul needs.
If you look at...
Yom Tov, you eat a piece of meat, the Shem Mitzvah, that's got sparks in it that your soul needs.
Right.
Simchas Yom Tov.
Right, there's a healthy balance where you know.
Yeah, you don't stress or weep.
Sit down and eat a hamburger.
English people, we don't eat that much meat. It's an American thing. You guys eat a lot of meat.
We eat a lot of meat, yeah. Meat's like a heavy energy. You gotta
be in the right state to elevate it. That's the point.
Right.
You're right. In abundance, it's unhealthy. But in its right amount,
especially
in
chicken,
the right time.
How chickens are raised, it's like,
oh, yeah, all the hormones they stick in.
And there's stuff
the garbage, yeah. And then you get bloated from it. Yeah, you have to learn to eat in a way that. But the point here, we're not talking about so much the physical side, we're talking about the whole balance of your spiritual being.
That,
and to the point where he says, Shemakayim gen ken befiv kifi asha nigma betavunis liba bemocho. He fulfills with his mouth the resolve of his mind and heart's understanding. This is the opposite of Esau's world, where in the political world, the whole Chitzonius world. This is what I wanted to say in the Shia. I didn't say it, but I wanted to say it today. You know, they're all saying their opinions about, you know, there's no one in the political system, and the army, who are they talking to that's not politically biased, you know? We don't know behind closed doors if there aren't experts who actually have a full agenda just to help the army succeed, or the Israeli people be secure. Maybe there are people behind closed doors. We don't know everyone in power. We're not sitting there to know everything, yeah?
I think that's the problem.
So,
I think that's
we're basing it on what we know about.
Idea of like, idea is like, it's very strong in this type of, you know, there's like a real idea in that too, which becomes a very scary,
Did you see I threw in a bunch of stuff from the Torah world?
Yeah, well, because like it's like, you know, if you sit down and talk to the people in the Torah world,
I never get any of this negative garbage that, you know, what army service is this low thing. No one I've spoken to given me any of that.
It's very complicated.
The people I speak to are supportive.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's a Milchama's mitzvah, you know? Your son's like the Sadik Ador. I have honestly not come across anyone who's looked down on what my son's doing.
And if you look into it, it's like people have a legitimate fear of not wanting their kid to go to the army because the army they don't care about your Yiddish guy.
There is some, very minimal, but there is some.
Like they're not,
there is some respect. There is. There's maybe not enough, but there's something. It's not black and white. That's the point. And the point is to get to a point where your mouth and your heart are shovin. Where you get to that level where the person speaking for the sake of the people is totally for the sake of the people, because what? He's B'Shem Kol Yisrael. He's a Sadik. He's a Ben, or not even a Sadik, he's a Benani who's worked out his system where he's totally his who he is. Now, we don't get that so much on the external media world. To find that, it's going to take, I don't know, maybe there are some people out there who are like that, but it takes a real worked out person to be his mouth and his heart and everything he says he's going to do. Like most politicians, they say whatever they want to get them power. They don't say about what they're going to actually do. Or, you know, this is also the thing, having the foresight to be real. What can you actually accomplish? That's a real important thing a lot of politicians don't do. It's not enough just to say whatever will give you votes. You have to actually analyze and find out, well, what can I actually do with the current system that's in front of me? What improvements can I practically make? And that's what I'm going to offer people. That's what I'm going to promise people. I'm going to promise things to people that I can actually fulfill. And that means being very well educated to the current system and its available resources to improve and change. Not living in a fake imaginary online media world where you can just say whatever you want to get power. That's BS and nothing. That's the opposite of this. This is about, and especially in your own Dalai Lamas, your own life, without getting public, just sitting in your own home, you say you're going to do something, like kids need to see this. Children, your wife, they want to see that you're real. That's what kids care about. So if you say, getting up for davening and la la la, and you're strong about it in the house, you have to actually do it.
Exactly.
That means no days off.
No days off at all.
It means you're on your game.
100%.
And that's a very high, that's a high standard for our generation, but it's, the Tanya's pushing us to be like that.
Right, it's not just about, you gotta also do the work.
Yeah, and it's what you say, you do.
What's beautiful about Chabad is that you have both. Chabad is the place to hold the both. His blindness, the fire.
Yeah, and the action.
The action.
Yeah, it manifests.
You find sometimes with the world of Rav Nachman.
Yes.
You see it with the Breslev. Again, you don't see it with real Breslev or Chassidim. You don't see that. You go to Meir Shaar, you go to the real Breslev.
They're up every day. Nate.
Fire these guys.
It's Chatzos.
Then you go to Pula and you're like, chaos.
Yeah, 12 o'clock Shacharis.
Yeah, it's like just
opposite
chaos.
Of Rabbi Bain, who said.
Right. More he didn't stress that in that.
Yeah. Daini Lios Torah Hashem Chafaitzo, namely to direct his desire towards Hashem's Torah, Vihegebo Yomon Belaila Befiv, to be meditating a day and night in oral study. So his desire is Torah, and that means he's talking about it, he's learning about it, he's thinking about it. Can he die in Mashiach, Varim, Makaimim, and Mitzvahs, Kafi, Marsh, Enigma, Betfun, Eslipo, Bemocho? And when his hands are bodily organs to carry out the commandments as was resolved in his mind and his heart's understanding.
Right.
Let's carry on a little bit. When's it? We've got another few more lines. Hi, Tavunazum is Bershis, but my Sidiba Machshava, the Torah mitzvah say, Elios Lahem, Bechinus Mochin, Vachayas, the Gadfin, the Pachalila. This is a big Hasidisha concept now that's brought from the Zohar. Did you see this again and again from the Baal Shem Tov? He was very much about this. That what? That this Tavuna is clothed in the act of your actions, your speech, your thought, the Torah commandments, providing them what? With intellectual power, vitality, and wings. That they soar on high. That is the kind of a Yiddishkeit has to be. It has to be Yiddishkeit, once again, that's elevated. Gadfin, Prachin, these Pracha, has to Galila. All those mitzvahs can't stay stuck down here. They have to have an elevation spiritually. That means they have to be of Avraham Yira. They have to be with this Esponinus, with this Tavuna, with this in deep understanding that you're elevating this world and you're elevating your goof, you're elevating everything you're doing. Right. That's Chassidus bringing alive Yiddishkeit. It right. should have wings. It should fly. Right. It should not be stuck down here. It shouldn't be heavy.
It's like Rabbi Brandberger was saying.
He always says this.
You say the Amarava, just
yeah.
You could just be misboning on a.
But he also says this next words. He says, "I hear Rabbi Brandberger. This could you brought him up?" He says these next words. Kilo Asik behem techila rechimu. You always hear him saying the chila rechimu. Mamish Asher begalas liba. You remember he always says these words. Chila rechimu. He always says it. That it should be with what? What's chila rechimu? We say l'shem kudshu baruch every day.
Reverence and love.
Yeah. That the chila rechimu, fear and love, ava and yiru, yeah, mamish asheb is galus libo. And you say this, you're meant to say this every time you put tefillin on. Shem kachibroch kachkinte, the chila rechimu liachet shem itkei bevav. Again and again, put talis on. Do a mitzvah. You should try and say Shabbos Kodesh. You know, I have a shem kachibroch on Shabbos Kodesh.
Right,
yeah, my grandfather always says. Have it, my bells a siddur. I say it every Shabbos. Every time, every siddur I have Shabbos, I say shem kachibroch.
Yeah, my grandfather does it also.
Every davening on Shabbos, I say the Shem Kachar Baruch Hu. During the week, I'm not so machpid, but on Shabbos, everything I try and do is say the Shem Kachar Baruch Hu, Techila Rechimu. It has to be with Ava and Yira, that has wings. The Ava and Yira are like wings that elevate what you're doing. V'chafetza, v'chasheika, v'tashukha, v'geshish, v'libo, v'nafshish, asamala Hashem, p'nei rish, v'eish, avosu, v'libo, canal. In which case, he would have performed them with a desire, firm and passion, a fervent heart, and thirsting for God, due to what? The flaming love for Hashem in his heart. And that, what does that do? Elevates one's Torah mitzvahs by lending warmth and vitality to one's actions. You know, my wife had this brand that she never really took it so far, but she lives it. It's right. called Vitality Gof V'Nefesh. It's an exercise brand of that your exercise needs to be with vitality, with panemius, with ruchnius. Right. It needs to be elevated. It needs to go up. It needs to be with sincerity. Not just, a lot of people work out and they become totally physical in their head about their body. Right. How good do they look? La, la, la. No, it needs to be in harmony with your soul.
Right.
The movements need to be in harmony with your soul. Right. That's what she was trying to bind together, the guf and nefesh, the soul and the body. That's the kind of exercise my wife teaches. Not everyone huts right. it when it comes to her classes. She has 6 classes here. Not all the women get it. So she's not the most popular, but she's definitely, in my opinion, the hardest workout and the deepest. Like, it's very soulful. And that is the kind of balance that you want to elevate your Torah mitzvahs. You want to,
right, exactly.
It has to have vitality to it.
Kind of like yoga.
It has to have vitality. It has to have harmony. It has to be with his boneness, with the mind, the neshama, the nefesh alive with love and yir and fear, with yir and ahava, with chila rechimu. This is what the chassidish derech was bringing back, the chias back into Yiddishkeit. That's the beinoni. That's the kind of, it's a whole new shlav of beinoni that we hadn't get into the depth. Then it needs to be awakened with avenir of the vekas. This is so. Now we're going to get into the next thing.
Oh, this is an interesting quick story here.
Yeah, go on. We're going to stop on the Tanya right now. This story from 5 minutes.
Appears.
Yeah.
So it says, you have to
love Hashem. With both your hearts.
With all your heart. It says,
all your heart.
Implying you command, experience the motion of love Hashem, or this notion is hard to comprehend. The Rav, the Magid of Mezrich asked.
Yeah.
Magid Mezra is Dover. Right?
Yeah, Dover, yeah.
I always thought he was one of the Rebbes, but he's not.
There is a Rebbe Dover. That was
right,
the second Rebbe.
He's the second, right.
Yeah, the Mittler Rebbe. And he was named after the Magid.
Right,
the Magid. So there is a connection.
The Magid of Mezrich was the founder of
the Chabad. No, because remember, the Rebbe's, who was the Balatanian's Rebbe? The Magid.
The Magid of Mezrich.
So he named his son, who became the next Rebbe of Chabad,
right.
after the Magid.
Right.
Because that was his Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe's Rebbe.
Right.
So it was a sort of continuation of that. The Magid came through the son of the Balatanian.
Is love not an emotion of the heart? You cannot. Right? How are you going to force someone to feel love to Hashem?
Yeah.
We have a tradition from the Magid of Mezrich's answers.
Yeah, go on. Good to hear these Masoras.
Isaac Epstein.
Okay, he was one of the
Hummel,
big. He was one of the big time minimum of the Rebbe or the Balatanya.
Yeah, it says his close disciples.
Yeah.
Heard directly from
the Homila, used to call him.
Well, the Homila, that's what it says here. Yeah. Of Hummel, Gomel, and Belarius.
These were the big time minimum of the Balatanya. Yeah.
This is what I received from the Rav, Magid Mezrich, blessed memory. He had received it from the Baal Shem Tov. The command you shall love Hashem means that you should focus your mind and recognize intellectually. It means you must focus your mind and recognize intellectually. In Yiddish, he said, Min zol zich arayntun.
Oh, arayntun. Yeah, the Baal Shem Tov. The Simai used to say, arayntun. It's screaming out. It has to be the whole, like, where was the shiur this morning? Ulin. All in. That's what it means in English. It's all Yiddish, in. All in.
So this to every day. We're being
all in
ideas.
Orangutan. That's orangutan. How learning should be. Orangutan. I always say,
this is orangutan.
I used to think of a monkey when I heard
orangutan
it.
Orangutan.
That was my crappy voice.
He's orangutan. Orangutan.
It means inner.
Orangutan.
The whole mind's inner.
Orangutan.
It's all in. This is real Yiddishkeit. This is what we're talking about.
All to arouse love. Whatever the result will be, that is not the focus of the command. Meaning you have to be doivik yourself just in ideas that will bring you to love Hashem. If you end up loving Hashem, that's not the point. The point is to really be arayngeton.
You know, Gedalia always says this, all in. And that's pretty amazing. He's singing in Miami and he's all in.
I know.
And, you know, I see as a voter, he's all in his way.
Right.
And my wife and I, we were all in. We mamish gave up. And we were living like mamish, like the chevra over here, misharim. We were living it for years. It wasn't like, you know, we did it for 5 months and then gave up. We were years that way. Now, for balance and harmony and for Yishuv Adas, we have to come like some sort of balance. But we're still all in. Like it's all in with this world.
What he says here is that you must... All encompassing principles, you must love Hashem through meditating. Again, I don't like that word. Ideas that ought to be aroused in love.
Yeah, that's
but
the
result
point.
Of your meditation, whether or not you feel love for Hashem palpably in your heart, is not under your control, Lamaisa. If all you can manage is the muted feeling that it's appropriate to love Hashem, this is considered.
This is all, this is good.
This is good.
And that's what we. This is a Masorah for the Maggid.
It's just all in.
Yeah.
That'd be all in.
No, but it's easier to say.
Bless us both.
Amen.
This is be all in.
Amen.
Bring the geula.
Amen.
And that Baruch
Yitzhak.
Baruch Yitzhak.
Masha. He's gone back now.
Should also be all in and come back all in.
Amen.
Continue to be a light unto ourselves and the nations.
Amen. Emes. Thank you so much.